You're listening to the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast with Chicago attorney Dave Scriven Young. Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode 273 of the Lawyer Lifestyle Podcast for August 1st, 2020. My name is Dave Scriven Young, an attorney from Chicago, Illinois, and I'll be your host. This podcast takes you on a daily journey to discover key principles in the areas of marketing, sales, and leadership for attorneys. So today's topic is how to become a trusted advisor to your clients. And of course, we're using Selling to the C-Suite as our textbook. And a trusted advisor is the best type of salesperson to be because they don't have to wait until the middle of the buying cycle when RFPs come out. Typically, trusted advisors get involved much earlier and they help the client to identify and assess options and determine the most effective way to address those high priority issues. And so they have a heads up, they have a leg up on any opportunity that might come their way. So how do you become a trusted advisor? Well, first of all, trusted advisors develop a relationship with the executive as a person first. And I think I've talked about this many times, especially with the influence of Gary Vaynerchuk, and there's so many ways to get to know an executive without even having met them. There's so much research that you can do not only on Google but also on places like LinkedIn and also all sorts of social media platforms. You can just search a person's name, and you know so much information about this person can come up. Their likes and dislikes. How you know what they've commented, what videos that they've liked, and that sort of thing. So many ways to get to know an executive, but also, hopefully, you've sort of made the transition from commodity supplier upwards. So you may already have started a relationship with the executive, but you need to get to know the executive better. Then you get to know the executive's broad vision for their business. And then you can advise on obstacles to avoid, suggest best practices, and continue to build relationships within the executive's inner circle. And it is those people that the executive turns to for advice. So how do you do that? Well, first of all, in addition to getting to know the executive as a person, which of course is extremely important because relationships are really gives you the ability to, really get to know people. And then when they get to know you, you can, get that contract, get that engagement. But also, you get to understand business problems at a very high level. That's one thing that a trusted advisor does. They really get to know business. And so how do you do that? Well, I think there's many ways to do that. One example in this book was a TV executive who gets up early and reads 4 major newspapers every day. I think there's lots of ways to get to know business. It doesn't necessarily have to be through the newspaper, but it can be through internet sites. It can be through Lexis searches and that sort of thing. So I guess the most important thing for us to do is identify what sort of industry that we're interested in developing client relationships in. If you're a young lawyer, you have even a greater opportunity, I think, because you can really pick and choose from an industry that really excites you. And even if you're not a young lawyer, if you're a more experienced lawyer, you can develop expertise in a new industry as well. But there's lots of ways to do that. You can become involved in internet groups, Facebook groups. You can be involved in, industry groups such as, I was involved for a long time in the Illinois Manufacturers Association because I was involved in, or I wanted to get to know the business concerns of manufacturers more intimately. So lots of ways for you to get involved in different organizations. And what I would say is, I guess there's two ways of going about it. Number one is, typically your law firm might be involved in might have clients in a certain area. So, at the firm I'm at now, our firm is very involved in the construction industry. We represent a lot of general contractors, but also, some subcontractors as well. So obviously a good area or a good industry for me to take some classes in or get to know better would be the construction area. Now, similarly, when I was with other firms, manufacturing was a big thing. Utility representation was a big thing as well. So you have to know your firm and where your firm's clients come from. Secondly, what interests you? I mean, I've talked a lot about, personal branding and your passion. What sort of industries are you most interested in? Is it the tech industry? Is it, for me, it might be, the hospitality, travel, theme park industry, or even the sports industry, because I do a lot of, a lot with hockey and with baseball and other sports as well. And so there might be a specific industry that you are particularly interested in or that you typically follow in the news. That might be an easy way because you're following those news stories anyway. You're following that industry anyway. It might be very easy for you to create a client base around that. And then thirdly, you might want to think about, what are sort of the up and coming industries that you are interested in. A lot of people hopped on to the cannabis bandwagon in the last, 5 years or so. And I think it's been pretty lucrative for some attorneys who helped cannabis businesses get off the ground, especially in states where, it was kind of looked down upon or really, we didn't really have an industry. I mean, Illinois didn't have a cannabis industry until, maybe a couple of years ago. And I'm sure the lawyers that got on top of that and got on that sort of on the ground floor, they developed great clients along the way as well. So you want to think about sort of like what are the up and coming or growth industries that are coming up that you are interested in, so you can develop client relationships in that space. Because again, you're not going to be real interested in the industry. Or to do, you're not going to be motivated to do research on a particular industry or a particular topic if you're not really interested in it. So try to pick an industry that that you follow, perhaps that you buy into on a regular basis in terms of where you put your money. So like I spend a lot of money on hospitality, restaurants, theme park industries as well. Entertainment industries. So those might be good areas for me. The only thing to watch out for, of course, is that, two things. Number one, you want to make sure that there's lots of that particular industry within your jurisdiction. So in Illinois, there's not a whole lot of quote unquote theme parks. I mean, there's one Six Flags, and if you expand it to sort of maybe bowling alleys or, adventure parks or that sort of thing. I think you're sort of, or like enchanted castle type places. The only thing, of course, is now with COVID, we don't know exactly where that industry is going. So, lots of things to think about, but you might want to pick maybe two or three and then decide, okay, these are the industries that I really want to get involved in. This is an industry that, my firm is involved in, and maybe go after, two industries to start with. And then see how it goes, see how your research is going, see what kind of connections you can make. So it's really important to do that because the only way you're going to be able to help solve a business problem of a client up front and develop a relationship based on your knowledge is that you actually have that kind of knowledge, right? And really, it's the executives are going to develop relationships with salespersons, with attorneys, whoever, who can connect with the executives at their level because they have the business knowledge, they have the confidence and the competence to carry a conversation and to give good advice to that executive. And the only way that you can do that is through knowing the particular business, knowing the industry, and having that business sense that will really help you to provide that great counsel. You also want to be really prepared for any meetings with executives. And again, in order to be prepared, you have to have a good understanding of the customers or the clients' industries, their company, and the executives themselves. So lots of ways to do that, and we covered a lot about that as well. And so just a couple of hit points here. Trusted advisors know the personal agendas of their customers and the ways to leverage resources to get the clients what they want. So in other words, number one, perhaps you have a great Rolodex, quote unquote Rolodex of resources that you can, provide to your client, right? So many people, need representation outside of your jurisdiction, so it's good to have a great, Rolodex of potential referral sources, so you can refer matters to other people, perhaps experts, and other business people that you might want to that you can connect that client to, because one of the things that trusted advisors do is they not only are good at selling their own products, but they're also good at connecting clients to other people as well. And then the biggest question is, how inquisitive or curious are you? Because really, the only way that you're going to understand an executive's issues, help them to establish objectives for their business, is if you really have done your homework and you're really curious about that industry and about that company and about that executive themselves. So for your daily action item today, I want you to think about how you rank, within this scheme. So how adept are you now? Obviously you're doing legal work now, but how adept are you at sort of the business of what your client does? How adept are you at the industry that your client is in? How adept are you at knowing things about the executive or general counsel or CEO that you're actually working for? Perhaps your biggest contact within the company is a plant manager, but how much do you know about that plant manager? How much do you know about perhaps about the general counsel that's actually reviewing your bills and the like? So it's really important to sort of rank yourself and then to get on it. So so many people talk about we have more time than ever because of coronavirus and the quarantine. I'm not quite sure that that's so true anymore. But if you want to make that shift from commodity supplier to trusted advisor, then you have to make the shift in your knowledge base, in your resource base, in your curiosity base. And it's definitely things that you can work on and that I can certainly work on going forward. So thanks for joining me today. There are lots of ways for you to get involved in the discussion. Of course, you can leave me a voicemail by going to anchor.fm/attorneydsy and hitting that message button. You can leave me a comment for me to play on the show or a question for me to answer. You could also leave me a comment or question on social media. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at AttorneyDSY. I'm also on LinkedIn and my personal profile. So let me know if you have any comments about this episode. Tell me what you think about this podcast or give me a topic you'd like to hear about. This podcast is on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Pocket Cast, TuneIn, and Anchor. So please be sure to subscribe and rate and review. I also want to invite you to the next session of the Lawyer's Emotional Intelligence Book Club. We're continuing with Dr. Rosenberg's book, Nonviolent Communication. The next session will be Wednesday, August 5th at 7 p.m. Central. You can find out more at facebook.com/lawyerseq. Have a great day or night, and remember to fight for the lifestyle that you want and become the rainmaker that you need to be.